Welcome to another episode of Questionable,
where we tell you questionable stories.
We are your hosts,
Ella
and Emma. In our first story, Ella's going to be telling us a story about a psych boy.
So right now, I'm a junior, and I take AP Psychology. And there is this guy in my class, we'll call him Caesar Salad. Mm. Anytime we would have a test, because I go to an all-girls school, and across the street, there's the all-boys school. So sometimes some people have classes at the all-boys school, and some of the boys have classes at my school. And so AP Psych is only at the boys school, so I have it seventh period. So I would walk over there, and I guess he has sixth period at my school. And any time we would have a test, he would just run up to me and be like, "Are you ready for the test? Blah, blah, blah." And to me,
Have you ever talked to him?
No, he would just randomly run up to me because he knows I'm in his class. And in my mind, this all happened last semester, but now I think he's obsessed with me this semester. And last semester, I would just be like, "Oh, he's just nervous for the test, or he's trying to make small talk with his classmates." And so, since it was a new semester, this semester, we had to change seats. And I was just following my friend because I didn't want to be alone because I don't really know anyone in that class. And so I sat in front of her, which coincidentally was right next to Caesar Salad. Hmm. And 2 days ago, we were doing this project where, not a project, we're just like doing like a little like activity where our teacher was like, "Oh, see if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, and we'll tell you what it means." Our teacher is really forgetful. He never told us what it meant, so
I just looked at my fingers.
And so we had to measure like what, like how many, like how long our fingers were in centimeters. And after everyone was done, he asked me, he was like, "Oh, like how long are your fingers?" And I was like, they're just like 70 something, because everyone was like 70 something, whatever. And then he was like, "Oh, I thought they would be like 90 or something." And I was like, "Geez." And I was like, my hands are not that big. And then he just took my hand and he started comparing my hand to his hand. And he was like, "You're right." And then I took my hand and I was just like, okay. And after the class, I left early because I had rugby practice. And on Thursdays, on Thursdays, my school gets out early. But since it's at the boys' school, they get out later. So my teacher let me out early. And I got up and I was like, "Oh, I have to go to practice now." And then he was like, "Oh, have a good practice." And then he got up and he was like, "I have to leave too." Oh. And then he walked with me to my car where I took my friends to the practice. And it was really awkward. And, he didn't walk up to my car, but he walked up to, like, the crossing period, and like, where I leave to get to my car. And, yeah, it was really awkward. I didn't go to the class today because I don't have it on Fridays. But, yeah. Well, I'll keep you tuned if anything else happens.
Wow, that was a very cool story, Ella.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so for the next story, I'm going to be talking about my sixth grade crush. Back in sixth grade, however many years ago it was, like 5 years ago.
Jeez.
What?
I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Okay, calm down.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't let it happen again. I really liked this guy in my band class. Let's call him K. So I really liked him and everything, and I was convinced that he liked me too. And I remember I posted something on my Instagram because I was like, you know what? I'm just going, he's going to find out that I like him because I know that he likes me too, because he always looked at me in class and everything. Now thinking back, was he staring at me because I looked weird, or like what was going on that he kept staring at me? Because this boy didn't like me. But I posted something on my Instagram and it was like something really cringy. It was like 25 likes and I'll post who my crush is.
Oh, no.
And of course, I wasn't getting those 25 likes fast. So I had to go on to like something in bi like. So I did that. And then...
Oh my god, Emma.
And then my... So the likes started coming through. And then Kay commented once it hit over 25 likes. He was like, so who is it? And I was like, you might know him. And then he didn't respond. I was just like, it's you. And then I deleted it before he saw it, or after he saw it and everything. Anyways, we started DMing, and he told me he had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. But I wasn't going to let that get to, or I wasn't going to let that get in the way of us. So
yeah, he could have waited 2 weeks. It was bound to break up, because it was our middle school relationship. No,
they lasted a while. They lasted for a while.
Really?
Yeah, but... so he had a girlfriend, so obviously he wasn't interested. But I remember me and my friend went to a dance, and they were dancing together, and I was like I was going to be with him. There was no way that he was going to stay with her, because like you could have all this other than that. But so anyways, I grab my friend and I pull her, so we dance in between them. And then he blocked me.
Oh.
And then we haven't spoken again.
Okay.
That's my story.
Okay, so the next story is about a boy again. So I had this crush, junior year still. I had this crush on someone from my religion class. If you guys didn't know, I go to a Catholic school, even though I'm not Catholic. It's just a college prep school, so my parents made me go there. And we're required to take religion all 4 years. And in my religion class, he's in my religion class, we'll call him Jay. I started having a crush on him, but that quickly ended because he didn't follow me back on Instagram. I'm very petty like that. And past crushes, if they didn't follow me on Instagram, I got really frustrated because, like, I was like, the past boy, he pretended, he, like, mixed feelings, you know? He played with my feelings. And so, and he didn't follow me on Instagram, too. So anytime, like, a guy doesn't follow me back, I kind of get triggered. But, so then I was like, nah, we cutting him off. And then, just my luck, new semester, right? Arranged seating. He sat in front of me, but then we changed it again. But now he sits next to me.
Oh,
but
great.
Now he sat in front of me. And we had an extra desk in our row. I think I'm probably overthinking this because I overthink things a lot. And it on the board, it obviously said that he sat in front of me. But this boy, he seats two seats in front of me. And I was like,
oh,
what the heck? I was like, does he know? Because all my friends know that like I had a crush on him. So I was like, did someone tell him? Is that why he's, like, avoiding me? And then my teacher, we'll call her Miss M, she was like, hey, Jay, you don't sit there. It's clearly on the board that you sit in front of Ella. And then he was like, oh, didn't move. And I was like, what?
Oh.
And because of that, I was thinking all day. I was like, this boy really did this.
That's
rude. I was kind of butthurt about it. But that's it. It's not really a long story. Just had a vent that real quick.
This isn't a part of our agenda of stories to talk about, but it just reminded me of it. The other day I was in AP English and half the students left because they had course selection for senior year. So half of us were still in the class and everything. And my friend, we'll call her Daisy. Everyone else at her table left, so she was sitting alone, and there was a guy sitting at his table all alone because everyone else left. So the teacher made him move to sit with Daisy. Whatever, fine. So we're talking about an essay that we have to write, and the teacher has us share our evidence with the people at our table. So he starts sharing his evidence to Daisy, and Daisy's, like, all interactive, like, agreeing and everything, like, oh, that's good evidence and everything. And then it was time for her to read her evidence. So she starts reading it. He goes on his phone.
Oh.
Like, why would you do that? And, like, was totally ignoring her the whole time. I think I would have said something. I would have been like, do you not want to hear what evidence I have? Like, I would have made him feel embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm. That also reminds me, this is also not a part of our agenda, but yesterday, I'm a part of BSU, which is Black Student Union.
Oh, I went to one of those meetings. And I'm white, y'all.
And we had to, because we had new freshmen who came in for the first time, even though we've had meetings since the beginning of the school year. I don't know why they just decided to join now. But so we had to go around and say our names and stuff. And of course, the senior guys were just joking around. They're all like seniors, and they all play football or either basketball. And they're all saying that, oh, I'm a freshman. I play golf or whatever. Hi. And it was like, it was really bad. And then this freshman girl went, and she was, while she was talking, like introducing herself, she was just on her phone the whole time. And one of the senior guys was just like, oh, you like being on your phone too? And she was like, huh? And then one of the guys pointed out that she had Black Air Forces.
Yeah, that's why.
And it was because it was really funny, because like the freshmen, they didn't get it, because if you don't know, there's a bunch of memes saying like, if you have Black Air Forces, you're like bad, or like you jump people or kill people or whatever. And it was just so funny because one of the seniors who also called her out being on her phone, he started getting up and started like walking away slowly. And all of his friends were like, yo, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm scared. And we're like, huh? And then he was like, she's gonna jump me. And we're like, what? And then he ended up running out of the classroom. It was really funny that day, but...
Okay, you know how you just said, like, people that wear Black Air Forces, they're considered bad?
Mm-hmm.
I was literally thinking about this while I was eating my Panda Express. Not sponsored, but would love to be. But I was thinking, you know how guys call girls bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we're so bad. What the heck does that mean?
Like, a baddie?
Yeah!
I don't really know. I guess, like... I don't know.
Like, oh my gosh, you're so bad. And they're like, oh my gosh, thank you. It's like, am I the only one out of the loop?
I guess, like, if, like, the, like, you know how girls, like, they try to, like, act sexy on, like, Instagram? I guess it's like that, maybe.
Oh. Can't relate. I'm a saint.
I haven't really, like, I know, like, when people say, like, oh, I'm a baddie or whatever, I get the, like, the stereotypical look of it, but, like, I've never really, like, thought of the definition of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Anyway, back to our script that we have.
Okay,
our
so
next story is,
yeah,
Hawaiian, that's Emma's story. I don't know what that is.
Okay. So I was at lunch the other day, and my group started talking about this one girl named Kai. And we were just
Kai, the K-pop star?
No, a girl that goes to our school.
No.
And we were talking about her because we saw her walking by, and nothing bad, but we were just talking about her. And we started talking about her name. And I was like, when you think of the name Kai, what do you think of? And they're like, a white person. I'm like,
oh,
okay. I was like, I don't think of a white person. I think of like a Hawaiian person. And they're like, Emma, that's racist. And I was like, oh, like, sorry. But they all started attacking me. And the only reason what kind of name do you think Kai is?
I just think about all of the K-pop stars that are named Kai.
I think of the episode of Good Luck Charlie when they go to Hawaii and the guy's name is Kai. Like, that's why I think it's Hawaiian. But they're like, Emma, you're racist. You can't say that. I'm just like, what the heck, guys? Like, what are you talking about?
But what's, like, racist about that, though? It's just, like, saying, like, if someone had the last name Kim, and then people would be like, oh, where do you think they're from? And then you say, oh, Korea. And then people are like, that's racist. It was like, well, that last name originated from Korea, so how is it racist? It's not like the person's name was, like, Jamal. And then you'd be like, oh, that's a black guy.
Like, I said Hawaiian, and... Yeah.
It's not, like, a stereotypical name, like, for certain stereotypes.
Okay. That's all I was wondering. That's my story. Okay, for the next story, we have a story... Ella has a story about someone's pants.
Yes. This goes back to sixth grade, since Emma told her sixth grade story. I have to tell mine. this
copycat.
In sixth grade, we were watching this movie. I don't remember the movie. I don't really remember anything from sixth grade except stuff that were that traumatized me. And it was this kid. We'll call him Fedora. We'll call him Fedora because he always wore a fedora in eighth grade.
Wait, next, can you tell the G story of...
Okay, yes, I will. Yeah, yeah. That also happened when we were watching a movie. A lot of things happened in our class when movies went down. And so it was Fedora's birthday. And he brought cookies for our class. And as I'm watching this movie with my friend, Cece. I don't know if we use the same nickname but she was on our Washington, D.C. trip. We also used her actual name. Yeah. So, oops. And, as I'm watching the movie, I was just looking around because the movie was kind of starting to bore me. And all I see is Fedora stick his hand down his pants. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what he was doing, but I was just like, oh my gosh. And I tapped Cece and I was like, look. And she went and she said, oh my gosh. And so our whole table group just started noticing that Fedora put his hand down his pants. And we were like, why is no one else, like, why is the he sat right in front of the teacher's desk. And I was like, why isn't the teacher noticing anything? So move along, he takes his hand out of his pants and he sniffs his hand. And I was like, what the heck is going on? Fast forward, we had break. Normally in sixth grade, we didn't have break, but my teacher, she just wanted us to have break, I guess. And this is when Fedora started passing out the cookies. And he didn't wash his hands because I didn't see him go to the bathroom to wash his hands. And to this, then because he was passing out the cookies with his bare hands, I told all my friends in the classroom, I was like, grab your own cookie. And my friends were like, why? I'm like, just grab your own cookie. Like, don't ask me any questions. You'll thank me later. And I guess one of the people told him that I said grab. So he confronted me and he was like, Ella, why are you telling people to grab their own cookie? And Cece overheard and was like, hey, Fedora, we saw you put your hand down your pants. And because of this, he got angry and he started crying. And we're like, why are you crying? Why did you even put your hand down your pants? Why didn't you wash your hands? If you washed your hands, this wouldn't have been a problem. And a lot of things happened after we went back into class. G, as you mentioned, as a story I'm going to say later, he pulled his chair back and he fell on the ground. And then he started crying again. A lot of things happened that day.
Wait, G started crying?
No, G pulled Fedora's seat back while he was trying to sit down. And he fell on the floor and he supposedly hit his head. But I didn't see him hit his head. He was just overreacting. But I don't condone bullying, though. Don't bully.
Oh my gosh. I remember it was my birthday freshman year and someone got me balloons and I was walking around campus and G hit them and I turned around and I go, bitch.
That's my story. That's all I remember. So.
Okay. My next story is about, you should tell
the G story.
Yeah. You should tell that.
Okay, I don't know if this was during the same week of the movie, the Fedora incident.
This was in, like, eighth grade.
No, this was all sixth grade. Sixth grade was a very traumatizing year for me. Yes. There's a lot of more sixth grade stories to come later. Actually, only, like, two more. But, so, yes, we were watching another, sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. We were watching another movie. Or a documentary. I don't really remember. Again, I don't remember any of the movies in this classroom. And the only movie I remember is when we watched Big Hero 6. But anyway,
happened?
Sorry, my headphones fell off. And we were watching this movie. And I was just watching the movie. I was minding my own business. And it was G, Cece, and my friend Jay. We're all in a table group. Oh, and M. A girl, M. We're all in the table group. And I was just watching the movie, minding my own business, when Jay just flinches. And I was just like, whoa, what's going on? Then Cece flinches. And I was just like, what the heck? Why is everyone flinching? And I was like, I don't have time to deal with this, because they always fool around in this class. Because like, we would always tell jokes to each other and laugh and then get in trouble. So I was like, in my mind, I was like, I'm not trying to get in trouble today. So I was just watching the movie. We have break. Fast forward to break. And then Cece was like, Jesus just keeps whipping it out and hitting everyone. And if you don't know what whipping it out means, his ding dong. And I was like, what the heck? And I was like, why is he doing that? I was like, I don't know. And then I feel like Jay was very traumatized in this moment. I felt really bad because he would always like flick Jay, not with his ding dong, just like in general. And then we went back to the movie. He did it again. Luckily, I was not a victim. Yeah, that's really just what happened.
Wow. That was wonderful. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, we had some behind the scene issues. Okay, for our last and final story,
I meant that was the last story.
Oh. What about your story?
I don't know.
We have a long time to go.
Okay, are we able to trim this?
We can only trim the ends. We haven't even made the outro yet.
Yeah, okay. So for the next story, I'm telling you a story that happened to me freshman year. So me and my friends would all sit under, like, one of the main parts of my school. It was like an overhang. So we would all eat lunch under there. And we saw this one guy.
We're going to expose his name because he's already been exposed on Twitter. So, yeah. And he's a predator. So you guys need to know his name.
His name's Robbie. I saw this guy and I was like, oh, like he's kind of cute. So my friend A somehow had a class with him and gave me his Snapchat. And I was like, wonderful. So I added him on Snapchat and everything. And we started talking, and I was like, hey, you're cute. He's like, I have a girlfriend. I was like, oh, that's fine, whatever. you know, just reliving. But I remember I was in Disney World, and I, you know, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. And all of a sudden, Robbie texts me, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I'll respond. Ladies, never respond to a guy at 2 a.m. in the morning. Next thing I know, he sends me a dickety pickety, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I don't remember asking for this. And then once I got home from Disney, my friend A that gave me his Snapchat, we were both texting each other. He's like, oh my gosh, I have a story to tell you. I was like, I have one too. So we FaceTimed each other, and I was like, okay, what's your story? He's like, no, you go first. I was like, no, you go first. He's like, no, you go first. I was like, no, you go first. So he went first, and he's like, Robbie sent me dick pics. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I was like, he sent me pictures too.
The craziest thing about this man, he told, I don't remember if he told Emma this or A this, but he said, oh no, I'm not gay. I just let other guys suck my ding dong. And I was just like, huh? It was very confusing.
But, so me and A were cracking up because we both got pictures from him. Anyways, I decided to continue talking to Robbie, just like as a joke, because my friends would then come up to me and they'd be like, hey, Emma, like, you know that guy, Robbie? He's been sending me pictures. So I messaged Robbie. I was like, why are my friends telling me you're sending them pictures? He's like, that's just girls starting drama. I'm just like, what the heck? Like, those are my friends you're talking about. But anyways, he said, I'm going to come over with my magnum-sized condoms and rearrange your guts.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's different. And then there's a part two to the story, but I think I'll hold off on it because...
Yes, we'll do that for our next episode.
And also, in our first episode, we talked about our toxic friend. How would you guys feel if we invited them onto the podcast for an interview? Would you guys be interested in that? If so, go on our Instagram pod.questionable and comment on one of our posts.
Or with, on Twitter at eQuestionable. I hope you guys like this. We're trying something new where we don't edit our videos. So you can, it can be like really like authentic. So you can like, it can be like you're here with us as we're telling stories.
And we hope the audio is better because the audio the last one was not good.
It was like,
it was everywhere.
Yeah.
But the app we go through finally decided to work. So anyways, thank you for listening. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's pod.questionable, or on Twitter, eQuestionable.
And our TikTok is the same as our Instagram. Tune in next week to hear more stories.
Bye. Bye. Okay, talk.
Is it working?
Yeah, okay. I'm sending you the picture.
Can you hear my dad?
No.
Okay, good. Because he's like watching TV really loud.
Okay, I don't think we should follow the script for the intro.
For the intro?
I don't think we should follow the script.
What would we do for the intro then?
Welcome back to Questionable, the podcast where we share questionable stories. We're your hosts, Ella and Emma, and
that's the intro on the script. We'll just do we'll just leave out the last part when we say
I know, but it sounds so scripted. But it sounds like we're reading it.
Then don't read it. Just say it.
Okay. And then, so who's saying what?
I'll start first. We'll start at 1:10. Can you hear my dad?
Whoa, wait.
Can you hear my dad?
Hold on. A little bit.
I'm telling him to turn it down.
Dad? Wait, so...
Dad? Can you turn your phone down? Can you turn your phone down? Where is it?
Tell him happy belated birthday.
I'm not saying happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Okay. I tried to say it yesterday, but... Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying welcome back to another episode of Questionable.
Okay. And then we're your host, Ella. No. Am I saying, and we're your host, and you say Ella, and I say Emma?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, and then right after that, I'm going to say, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, we want to have this podcast be on a lighter note for everyone and just be a place to escape to and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started, okay?
Okay, 2:20. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories. Oh my god.
Okay, just go.
Okay, I'm starting at 2:40. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your hosts,
Ella
and Emma. And today, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, and yes, we know we haven't been very good about posting, and we really apologize about that.
Just a lot of school stuff.
Yeah, and it's been difficult.
Yeah, we're juniors, so it's like a lot of college prep and stuff. And because of the difficult times, our schools have been canceled, so it's been hard to catch up and stuff.
So yeah, because of the difficult times, we want to have this podcast as a place for you guys to kind of just take your mind off it. So we're not telling any bad stories today, negative stories. We're telling all positive. So,
and don't worry, we are doing social distancing. Yeah. I'm not at Emma's house and Emma's not at my house. We're recording through an app. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Wait. I feel like we should pause it right back there.
But then it will have a cut.
Oh, God.
Because that's when it will feel more...
Okay, well, right after we finish talking, you say, for our first positive story, Emma, how about you share your Halloween experience?
Okay. Are we starting over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we just end this recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, talk.
Is it working?
Yeah, okay. I'm sending the picture.
Can you hear my dad?
No.
Okay, good. Because he's like watching TV really loud.
Okay, I don't think we should follow the script for the intro.
For the intro?
I don't think we should follow the script.
What would we do for the intro then?
Welcome back to Questionable, the podcast where we share questionable stories. We're your hosts, Ella and Emma, and
that's the intro on the script. We'll just do we'll just leave out the last part when we say we.
I know, but it sounds so scripted. But it sounds like we're reading it.
Then don't read it. Just say it.
Okay. Okay. So who's saying what?
I'll start first. We'll start at 1:10. Can you hear my dad?
Whoa, wait.
Can you hear my dad?
Hold on. A little bit.
I'm telling him to turn it down.
Dad? Wait, so...
Dad? Can you turn your phone down? Can you turn your phone down? Where is it? Where is it?
Tell him happy belated birthday.
I'm not saying happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Okay. I tried to say it yesterday, but... Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying welcome back to another episode of Questionable.
Okay, and then we're your host, Ella. No. Am I saying, and we're your host, and you say Ella, and I say Emma?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, and then right after that, I'm going to say, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, we want to have this podcast be on a lighter note for everyone and just be a place to escape to and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started, okay?
Okay, 2:20. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your host.
Oh my god.
Okay, just go.
Okay, I'm starting at 2:40. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your hosts,
Ella
and Emma. And today, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, and yes, we know we haven't been very good about posting, and we really apologize about that.
Just a lot of school stuff.
Yeah, and it's been difficult.
Yeah, we're juniors, so it's a lot of college prep and stuff. And because of the difficult times, our schools have been canceled, so... it's been hard to catch up and stuff.
So yeah, because of the difficult times, we want to have this podcast as a place for you guys to kind of just take your mind off it. So we're not telling any bad stories today, negative stories. We're telling all positive. So,
and don't worry, we are doing social distancing. Yeah. I'm not at Emma's house and Emma's not at my house. We're recording through an app.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. I feel like we should pause it right back there.
But then it will have a cut.
Oh, God.
Because that's when it'll feel more...
Okay, well, right after we finish talking, you say, for our first positive story, Emma, how about you share your Halloween experience?
Okay. Are we starting over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we just end this recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, talk.
Is it working?
Yeah, okay. I'm sending the picture.
Can you hear my dad?
No.
Okay, good. Because he's watching TV really loud.
Okay, I don't think we should follow the script for the intro.
For the intro?
I don't think we should follow the script.
What would we do for the intro then?
Welcome back to Questionable, the podcast where we share questionable stories. We're your hosts, Ella and Emma, and,
that's the intro on the script. We'll just do we'll just leave out the last part when we say
I know, but it sounds so scripted. But, it sounds like we're reading it.
Then don't read it. Just say it.
Okay. And okay. So, who's saying what?
I'll start first. We'll start at 1:10. Can you hear my dad?
Whoa, wait.
Can you hear my dad?
Hold on. A little bit.
I'm telling him to turn it down.
Dad? Wait, so...
Dad? Can you turn your phone down? Can you turn your phone down? Where is it? Where is it?
Tell him happy belated birthday.
Emma saying happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, okay. I tried to say it yesterday, but... Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying welcome back to another episode of Questionable.
Okay, and then we're your host, Ella. Yeah. Am I saying, and we're your host, and you say Ella, and I say Emma?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, and then right after that, I'm going to say, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, we want to have this podcast be on a lighter note for everyone and just be a place to escape to and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started, okay?
Okay, 2:20. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your
Oh my god.
Okay, just go.
Okay, I'm starting at 2:40. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your hosts,
Ella
and Emma. And today, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, and yes, we know we haven't been very good about posting, and we really apologize about that.
Just a lot of school stuff.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
Yeah, we're juniors, so it's a lot of college prep and stuff. And because of the difficult times, our schools have been canceled, so... it's been hard to catch up and stuff.
So yeah, because of the difficult times, we want to have this podcast as a place for you guys to kind of just take your mind off it. So we're not telling any bad stories today, negative stories. We're telling all positive. So,
and don't worry, we are doing social distancing. Yeah. I'm not at Emma's house and Emma's not at my house. We're recording through an app.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. I feel like we should pause it right back there.
But then it will have a cut.
Oh, God.
Because that's when it will feel more...
Okay, well, right after we finish talking, you say, for our first positive story, Emma, how about you share your Halloween experience?
Okay. Are we starting over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we just end this recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, talk.
Is it working?
Yeah, okay. I'm sending
you
the picture.
Can you hear my dad?
No.
Okay, good. Because he's watching TV really loud.
Okay, I don't think we should follow the script for the intro.
Intro?
I don't think we should follow the script.
What would we do for the intro then?
Welcome back to Questionable, the podcast where we share questionable stories. We're your hosts, Ella and Emma, and
that's the intro on the script. We'll just do we'll just leave out the last part when we say
I know, but it sounds so scripted. But it sounds like we're reading it.
Then don't read it. Just say it.
Okay. And okay. So who's saying what?
I'll start first. We'll start at 1:10. Can you hear my dad?
Whoa, wait.
Can you hear my dad?
Hold on. A little bit.
I'm telling him to turn it down.
Dad? Wait, so...
Dad? Can you turn your phone down?
Where is it? Where is it?
Tell him happy belated birthday.
I'm not saying happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, okay. I tried to say it yesterday, but. Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying welcome back to another episode of Questionable.
Okay, and then we're your host, Ella. No. Am I saying, and we're your host, and you say Ella, and I say Emma?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, and then right after that, I'm going to say, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, we want to have this podcast be on a lighter note for everyone and just be a place to escape to and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started, okay?
Okay, 2:20. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your host.
Oh my god.
Okay, try, just go.
Okay, I'm starting at 2:40. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your hosts,
Ella
and Emma. And today, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, and yes, we know we haven't been very good about posting, and we really apologize about that.
Just a lot of school stuff.
Yeah, and, like, it's been difficult.
Yeah, we're juniors, so it's like a lot of college prep and stuff. And like, since, because of the difficult times, our schools have been canceled, so it's been hard to like catch up and stuff.
So yeah, because of the difficult times, we want to have this podcast as a place for you guys to kind of just take your mind off it. So we're not telling any bad stories today, like negative stories. We're telling
all positive.
Positive. So,
and don't worry, we are doing social distancing. Yeah. I'm not at Emma's house and Emma's not at my house. We're recording through an app. So,
okay. Start. Wait. I feel like we should pause it right back there.
But then it will have a cut.
Oh, God.
Because that's when it'll feel more.
Okay, well, right after we finish talking, you say, for our first positive story, Emma, how about you share your Halloween experience?
Okay. Are we starting over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to. Wait, should we just end this recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, talk.
Is it working?
Yeah, okay. I'm sending
you
the picture.
Can you hear my dad?
No.
Okay, good. Because he's like watching TV really loud.
Okay, I don't think we should follow the script for the intro.
For the intro?
I don't think we should follow the script.
What would we do for the intro then?
Welcome back to Questionable, the podcast where we share questionable stories. We're your hosts, Ella and Emma, and
that's the intro on the script. We'll just do we'll just leave out the last part when we say
I know, but it sounds so scripted. But it sounds like we're reading it.
Then don't read it. Just say it.
Okay. And then, okay. So who's saying what?
I'll start first. We'll start at 1:10. Can you hear my dad?
Whoa, wait.
Can you hear my dad?
Hold on. A little bit.
I'm telling him to turn it down.
Dad? Wait, so.
Dad? Can you turn your phone down? Can you turn your phone down? Where is it? Where is it?
Tell him happy belated birthday.
I'm not saying happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, okay. I tried to say it yesterday, but. Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying welcome back to another episode of Questionable.
Okay, and then we're your host, Ella. No. Am I saying, and we're your host, and you say Ella, and I say Emma?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, and then right after that, I'm going to say, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, we want to have this podcast be on a lighter note for everyone and just be a place to escape to and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started, okay?
Okay, 220. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your host. Oh
my god.
Okay, try, just go.
Okay, I'm starting at 240. Welcome to another episode of Questionable, where we tell you questionable stories.
We're your hosts,
Ella
and Emma. And today, because of everything that's going on in the world right now, and yes, we know we haven't been very good about posting, and we really apologize about that.
Just a lot of school stuff.
Yeah, like, it's been difficult.
Yeah, we're juniors, so it's like a lot of college prep and stuff. And like, since, because of the difficult times, our schools have been canceled, so it's been hard to like catch up and stuff.
So yeah, because of the difficult times, we want to have this podcast as a place for you guys to kind of just take your mind off it. So we're not telling any bad stories today, like negative stories. We're telling
all positive.
So,
and don't worry, we are doing social distancing. Yeah. I'm not at Emma's house and Emma's not at my house. We're recording through an app. So,
okay. I feel like we should pause it right back there.
But then it will have a cut.
Oh, God.
Because that's when it will feel more...
Okay, well, right after we finish talking, you say, for our first positive story, Emma, how about you share your Halloween experience?
Okay. Are we starting over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to... Wait, should we just end this recording?
Yeah.
Okay.